The following is a recording of the Sunday morning service of Rangeville Community Church.
Sometimes when you hear a TV show and they say there's been a break in transmission for an important announcement, the break in transmission is that over the last number of months we've been looking at the Gospel of John, and we're taking a break from the Gospel of John this season to be able to look at some other issues that we think are really important at this time. And so this morning's scripture reading comes from 2 Kings chapter 6, and it says this: Now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, I'll set up my camp in such and such a place. The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, Beware of passing that place, because the Arameans are going down there. So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king so that he was on guard in such places. This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, Tell me, which one of us is on the side of the king of Israel? None of us, my lord the king, said one of his officers, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom. Go and find out where he is, the king ordered, so I can send men and capture him. The report came back, he is in Dothan. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. He went by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. I know, my lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed, Open his eyes, Lord, that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down towards him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, Strike this army with blindness. So he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked. Elisha told them, This is not the road, and this is not the city. Follow me, and I will lead you to the man you are looking for. And he led them to Samaria. After they entered the city, Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men so they can see. Then the Lord opened their eyes and they looked, and there they were, inside Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he asked Elisha, Shall I kill them, my father? Shall I kill them? Do not kill them, he answered. Would you kill those you have captured with your own sword or bow? Set food and water before them, so they may eat and drink, and then go back to their master. So he prepared a great feast for them, and after they had finished eating and drinking, he sent them away, and they returned to their master. So the bands of Aram stopped raiding Israel's territory. What surrounds you? What has surrounded you this week? What thoughts have invaded your life this week that just a week ago you would never have imagined them? Because right now we are in a time that is very different to anything that we have experienced at any other point in our lives. The advent of coronavirus over the last few months has changed people's plans, their holidays, their work, their daily lives. I know of people in this church who've had to have their holiday plans changed, no longer travelling overseas or even within the state. Others whose work has changed because they're now working from home. There are others who are at home worried about whether they will have work. Some who are at home who no longer have work. For everyone, a simple trip to the supermarket has changed into something quite extraordinary. Another thing that has changed for everyone is their appreciation of small square pieces of paper. In January this year, we said farewell to Evan and Lacey Shelton. At our staff farewell, each staff member brought them a small gift, usually something quite humorous and a story to go along with why it would help them on their travels. Roy, one of our great lateral thinkers, brought them a roll of toilet paper. And he told them that if they got lost, they could be like Hansel and Gretel and tear off a strip and place it along their path so they could find their way home. Or if they ran short on notepaper, they could then use it for that. Everyone laughed and no one realised how they might actually need to use it as toilet paper. Or what a rare and precious gift that he was giving them. In hindsight, probably the best gift of all. But what surrounds you? Or let me ask another question. Who surrounds you? Have you been surrounded by shoppers panic buying? Have you been surrounded as school teachers by fearful parents, fearful students, even colleagues who are anxious? Others have been surrounded by exhausted healthcare professionals. And the question that many people are asking is, what shall we do? That was the exact question that Elisha's servant asked of Elisha when he saw that they were surrounded by an army that were coming after his boss, and that meant probably after him as well. Elisha was the ultimate spy. Elisha knew what his enemy, the king, said in his bedroom. James Bond, eat your heart out. That is sort of freaky though, isn't it? And the king of Aram had had enough. He decided it was time to deal with this Elisha. No more listening into his bedtime stories. So he sent a force, a strong army, out to the town of Dothan, where Elisha was staying. And they arrived during the night. They surrounded the town by morning. And Elisha's servant got up early the next morning, and stretching and opening his eyes, he went out and looked. And there they were. "Oh no, my lord, what shall we do?" he cried out to Elisha. What the servant saw was the army, quite rightly. It was real, it was visible, it was scary, it was big, it was dangerous. He was scared. In this current time, there are many others who are scared, because Corona is changing our lives as we know it. Many people are concerned by what is surrounding them, or by who is surrounding them, and they are crying out the same words as Elisha's servant, "What shall we do?" While there are those who are fearful, Elisha wasn't. He wasn't scared. So how is it that Elisha could be at peace when others weren't? Why? Because he could see what God was showing him. Look at his answer. He said, "Don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." These weren't just platitudes. When people are fearful, they don't want platitudes. They need peace. And so Elisha prays to God, who in times like this is our one true source of peace. And this is his prayer. "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. I think for Elisha's servant, it would have transformed him from that place of fear to that place of peace. Elisha's servant had been fearful when Elisha was at peace. And Elisha had said to him, "Don't be afraid. God is on our side." When you see what God sees, it changes your perspective. It changes the way you think. It changes the way you act. Because now you can take up God's strategy instead of your own one. Because now you are in a position to help others as well as yourself. You see, the enemy came to capture Elisha, but because Elisha could see God's perspective, he was able to bring peace to everyone in the town. If you are feeling fearful or uncertain at this time, ask God to open your eyes and see from his perspective. Ask him to help you see things as he sees them. Ask him to show you his provisions for you. Ask him to show you his strategy to help others. Because you see, Elisha wasn't just interested in helping himself. It affected the whole town of Dothan. Just the other day, one of the young men from our church was in Big W. And as he was there, he saw this old man who had taken a packet of, you guessed it, toilet paper, and he put it in his trolley. And as he started to walk, a lady came up and she took it out of his trolley and took it from him. And he protested, but she went away. So this young adult went up to her and told her what she'd done was wrong. That's when it started to get ugly. And so he turned his attention away from what she had done to the older man who was standing there visibly shaken and shaking. And the young man said to him, "Let me see if I can get you some more." So he went to the back area where they bring the provisions from the back of the store, and he saw the staff there and he told them what had happened. And so they went and they found another packet for the old man and gave it to him. And then they turned to the young man and said, "Here's a packet for you too." Justice was done, and then the extra blessing flowed. When you act with justice and mercy, God blesses it, in this case with toilet paper. When we ask God to help us and to use us to help others, when we ask God to open our eyes to what he sees, he not only opens our eyes to see his perspective, he gives us strategy. And so, see, Aramean army advanced on Dothan, Elisha was given God's strategy. And in this passage, twice we see the words about Elisha praying. In verse 17, "And Elisha prayed, open his eyes so that he may see. And that prayer was answered." And in the very next verse, we see again that Elisha prayed to the Lord, "Strike this army with blindness." The first time Elisha prayed, the eyes of his servant were opened. The second time he prayed, the eyes of his enemy were closed. That's the power of prayer. It's interesting how he allows some to see and others not to. God shows us what he wants us to see, and God can close the eyes of those who are opposing God's people. So God, help us to see what you want us to see. And God, help us to shut down what you want shut down. So wherever you are right now, whether you're in your home with family or friends, whether you're in a park, whether you're live streaming, or whether you're watching this as viewing it from our website a couple of days later, let us take a moment and ask God. God, open our eyes to see. Open our eyes to see that we'd see your perspective. Encourage you, just pray that prayer. God, open our eyes to see your perspective. God, open our eyes to see the resources that you have already provided for the situation you're in right now. In your situation, whether you are in isolation, whether you are working overtime to meet the demands of your work, ask God to show you what extra resources he has for you that maybe you can't see or feel right now. For some of you, those resources might be emotional resources that deep down are needed in order to give you the resilience that is required while you are alone. For others, it might be the resources of infrastructure or equipment that you need. Ask the Lord, "Open my eyes, God, that I would see from your perspective. Open my eyes, God, that I would see the resources that you have for me." You know, it's interesting, in our situation here this morning, we are live streaming, as you know. Why? Because late last year, we received a request to live stream a funeral to family members who couldn't attend. And as a result of that request, we very rapidly put the infrastructure and the software in place. But since then, there's been a lot of work going on to refine it, to buy additional infrastructure, week by week, improving it. Our elders have discussed it and have supported rolling it out further, even before we would ever know that we needed it this quickly. I share this story because it's evidence that God had gone before us weeks and months ago. God had been preparing us for something that he knew that we would need. Just as God sent an army, an angelic army, to surround the enemy without Elisha asking for it or without Elisha's servant seeing it, God had gone before and he had prepared the way. So in your situation, ask God where he has already gone before you. Ask God to show you what he's already done for you. And if you are aware of it, thank him. And if you're not yet aware of it, ask him that you may see it. Take a moment and do that now with thanks or asking for that revelation. And when you see what he shows you, and when you see the resources he has, ask for a revelation of his strategy. Ask him to show you his strategy and his plans for this season. Because when the enemy came down to Elisha, they were blinded. But Elisha, who could see, who had been given God's eyes, was now given God's strategy. He met the enemy. He confronted them. And he led them to Samaria, the capital of Israel, which was about 18 kilometres away from the town of Dothan. He did not fear the enemy because he knew that God was on his side. And then once they had all gathered inside the walls of Samaria, then he asked the Lord to open their eyes. Imagine their surprise when their eyes were opened. Here they were inside Samaria. Imagine what was going on inside their minds. They'd thought they'd surrounded Dothan during the night. Had someone given them the wrong map? Had they got lost during the night? Surely they're at Dothan. But suddenly their vision started to change. They couldn't see properly. The word used here for blindness is only used twice in the Old Testament. It's a different word to being blind where you cannot see at all. This particular word means to be able to not see clearly, to have poor vision or to have confusion. And this explains why they were able to walk to Samaria but not recognize Elisha, the man they were sent to capture. So they arrived in Samaria and suddenly then they could see properly. So imagine the surprise and fear they would have felt, especially when the king of Israel calls out, "Shall I kill them, my father? Shall I kill them?" That does not sound like a good day for an Aramean soldier. But look at Elisha's next strategy. Don't kill them, feed them. He says, "Set food and water before them so that they may eat and drink and then go back to their master." So he prepared a great feast for them. That was no obvious military tactic. And when he said, "Set food and water before them," it wasn't just bread and water. It wasn't a prisoner's rations. He actually prepared a great feast. He actually had a banquet set up before them. He fed them well. Instead of killing them, he killed the fatted calf for them. You see, into this situation of anxiety and of fear, Elisha was a man of peace. He was at peace because he saw things from God's perspective. He was at peace asking God to allow his servant to see what he saw. He was at peace confronting the enemy that had caused fear. He was at peace leading the enemy away from people who'd been fearful and taking them to Samaria. He was at peace when he fed the enemy and when he sent them back to their king, and ultimately his action led to peace between the nations. Elisha was at peace, Elisha brought peace. And the good news is that you too can bring peace. Because there's this wonderful story when Jesus has 72 disciples with him and he sends them to go into towns and places where he is about to go. He wants them to go and declare that the kingdom of God is near. And he gives them this instruction from Luke 10. When you enter a house, first say, peace to this house. If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. As the disciples of Jesus Christ, who are kingdom-minded, we can carry the peace of God. We can carry his peace so that when we see what God is showing us, when we hear what God is speaking to us, we release his peace. When we focus more on what God is doing than what the world around us is doing, when we focus more on what God is saying than what the world is screaming to us at the moment, when we see where God is at work and we join with that, then we are carriers of peace. And this passage assures us that we can actually release peace. We can release it into our homes, into our workplaces, into our schools, into our hospitals. Just as Elisha prayed and asked God to open the eyes of his servant, we can pray. And we can ask God to help others see what God is doing. Just as Elisha prayed and asked that God would close the eyes of the enemy, where people are feeling undue angst or fear, we can ask God to shut it down. Not to harm them, but to protect others. We can bring peace into the lives of people who don't even know how to access it or don't know that they need it. The Aramean soldiers had come to cause fear and to capture Elisha. They left well fed to go and become people of peace. They no longer raided Israel. May that be the impact that we have because we carry God's peace. That when we meet those who are of fear or causing fear, may we be able, through what we hear and see of God, when we hear his strategies and when we carry them out, may we be the people that cause peace into that situation. So take time to ask God how you can be a person that releases peace, maybe to one, maybe to your street. In Elisha's case, first of all, for the people of Dothan and then the nation. And so what shall we do was a question that Elisha's servant asked. Ask God for his divine strategy to bring peace to people of fear. So regardless of what surrounds you or of who surrounds you, know you are his disciples. And as his disciples, you can receive God's peace. You can see it, you can feel it, you can know it. You can carry it. Carry it with you. And you can release it. You can release his peace that he has given you to bring peace to others. And so as we do at the end of every service, let us take time to ask these questions. What did God say to me today? And what will I do with what I've heard? Let us take a minute to ask ourselves these questions. God, what did you say to me today? But Elisha did not just see the army that was gathered around and rest at that. Rather, he then acted. And so, ask yourself, what will I do with what I have heard? Come, Father God. Open our eyes, open our ears.
Give us a revelation of your strategy, that we would be your disciples who will receive, carry, and release the peace that comes from you to change the world around about us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
That concludes our sermon recording. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions or require further information, please contact our church office on 07463611144, or you can email us office@rangeville.com.